Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it is Mayor Monday here on WWJ. Joining us this week, Brian Barnett of Rochester Hills. Thanks so much, Mr. Mayor, for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Pleased to be here.
You know, it's a contrast, I think, when we look at government in Rochester Hills or local governments where everybody just has to keep going, and the dysfunction that we've seen in Washington, a government shutdown and another one possibly looming. What's your take on this and how it really impacts cities like yours?
Well, it's a great question. It's confounding to some extent to be, you know, in local government and to see colleagues at the federal level not be able to reach any type of compromise. There's frustrations. It certainly boils down and can impact folks in Rochester Hills. The longer it goes on, certainly there are folks that have payment issues or small business loans that are challenging. Of course, travel can be disrupted. But I think more so it's as important. It's the message. That it's okay, that this sort of solution where we just sort of take our toys and go into opposite corners of the room is okay. And I think in local government, certainly as a mayor, you never take that as an acceptable response, that you must find compromise. I couldn't shut down the city of Rochester Hills. And so that, I think that the message is as important as what's going on in Washington. There must be cooler heads that prevail, and both sides must come to the middle a little bit on this. And I think local government is a great example. Mayors work in bipartisan fashion all the time, and I wish we'd see more of that in Washington.
And speaking of Washington, you were in Washington on January 25th during the partial government shutdown, and in fact, you were there when President Trump reordered it open, correct?
Yeah, it was a busy day. We had worked with some of my mayoral colleagues across the country about some resolutions asking government and Congress to work together. And shortly thereafter, got a call from the president asking us to join him in the Rose Garden for the ceremony, or at least his press conference. Then he spent some time, about half an hour with us in just about eight mayors with him and the vice president, talking about our local economies, opportunity zones, and a series of other issues. But certainly the item of the day was getting government back open. And now we find ourselves sort of on the precipice of that discussion again.
The mayor, you seem to have the president's ear, or at least access, because you were there last summer too, I think, mm-hmm. on an infrastructure meeting. When it comes to Donald Trump, people are usually not neutral. But what's your tie about you know, what's going on in the White House and what Donald Trump means to Michigan, and can, you know, we work with him to make sure that the roads get fixed and the money that we need is coming to Michigan?
Sure. Well, I've been fortunate to be mayor for a while, 12 years in my city. So I've been mayor under President Obama and President Trump. Listen, I want President Trump to be successful as Governor Whitmer, because that benefits my city. And so the president has invited me probably four or five times to meet with members of his cabinet or to come to the White House. And I take every one of those opportunities because it gives me an audience with someone who can affect change for my residents. And so, certainly people aren't neutral about the president, and you throw your picture with him up on Facebook and you get, wild remarks on both sides. But listen, my job as mayor is to represent my city to anyone who can influence it in a positive fashion. And the president and his team and his policies can do that. And so, you know, listen, if I'm one of eight mayors in the country whose ear he has, I'm going to take advantage of that and make sure he knows what the situation is here on the ground.
So we were talking about infrastructure, innovation, and inclusion. What are you hoping to hear tomorrow from Governor Gretchen Whitmer that ties into that?
Well, those three I's that have kind of united the mayors from across the country are really unique in that no matter the size of your city, the age of your city, the location of your city, we all as municipal leaders are struggling to try to grapple with how innovation is changing our communities, the need for infrastructure funding, and the importance of including, you know, everyone in your community with a chance to succeed. You know, Governor Whitmer obviously has made a big point in her election about the need for infrastructure funding in the state of Michigan. So I anticipate that, well, if we're going to hear much about the three I's, it will be a lot about infrastructure. I think many folks will be listening to hear what she has to say about specifically the road funding.
Yeah, Mayor, of course, the governor ran on the campaign of fixing the damn roads, which I assume is the same complaint that you hear from a lot of your constituents. What about the road situation in Rochester Hills with your local funding to fix those problems?
Sure. You know, we've been very much in front of this. We've invested more in our local roads in the last 4 years than in any four-year period in the history of our city. You can say all those things, do all those things, invest all that kind of money, and then you have the weather that we had last week where it was, you know, minus 20 and then 50, and the freeze-thaw scenario that happens can just take, you know, new construction and make it look like it's, you know, 25 years old. So, unfortunately, it's a situation we have to stay on top of consistently. In our city, it's a $100 million problem that we throw about $7 million at each and every year, so we're just, you know, trying to keep up. We have a lot of partners in the Road Commission and in MDOT with the state. So, you know, I understand it's going to take a really comprehensive solution. There's going to be a lot of tough discussions, and maybe we'll start to hear where the governor wants to take us tomorrow night.
Okay, thank you. And how about, I don't know if, I'm going to just go ahead and ask you.
No, ask him, of course.
So, should L. Brooks Patterson choose to retire, your name has been in the mix.
Yeah, I see you smiling over there. You know, obviously I was at his State of the County last week. I thought he did a great job. I am a supporter and friend and fan of L. Brooks Patterson. It's an honor to be mentioned in those kinds of conversations, but I'm very happy to be the mayor of the city of Rochester Hills, and that's my focus. And, of course, with this added responsibility of being America's mayor coming this June, that certainly has all of my focus at the moment, and any way that I can support Brooks and his leadership now, I'm happy to do that. And what happens in the future is will happen in the future. Who knows?
All right, we'll pile on then in just a few seconds. I know you toyed with running for Congress a couple of years ago. Is that still in the offing in the future?
You know, I mean, listen, I think I have the best job, and this additional component of this, you know, national exposure is fantastic. I pulled out of the race for Congress simply because I didn't want to live in Washington, D.C. Monday through Thursday. My wife and I have two kids. They're a little bit older now, and at some day that may be a job that is attractive. But for right now, I'm not giving you a political answer. My job is way better than the members that serve in Congress. I've got more longevity and, listen, a lot less stress, and I can actually get things done in my community.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.